This is VOA News. I'm Tommy
McNeil.
Three protesters were killed, 58 people wounded in Iraq. The continued unrest after the Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi announced that he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Aurora Bridge when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. In the southern city of Nasiriyah, security forces used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters there on two main bridges which led to the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since the leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets in Baghdad and a predominantly Shiite southern Iraq. Senior military commander was killed and at least three other people were wounded, including a local journalist in a southern Afghanistan bomb explosion Saturday. Separately, an apparent drone attack in the southeast part of the country is said to have killed at least six civilians, including a newborn baby. The Taliban took responsibility for the roadside bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. A high-ranking Taliban official has been killed in clashes with security forces in Jiaozhan province in Afghanistan's north, according to a local official. A provincial government spokesman told the RFE or RL that Qari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in a district where the militant group has a strong presence. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said Friday's stabbing, which resulted in two deaths before the attacker was killed by police, could have been far, far worse. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports that Khan praised first responders during his Saturday visit to the control center of the London Ambulance Service.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, place it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Schools and universities have been shut down in parts of Iran, including the capital, due to high levels of pollution. The decision was announced late Friday by the deputy governor after a meeting of an emergency committee for air pollution. Schools in the capital will also be closed on Sunday. The young, elderly, and people with respiratory illnesses were warned to stay indoors, and all sports activities were suspended Saturday. Tehran has suffered from dangerous levels of pollution and smog since mid-November. Wintry weather bedeviled Thanksgiving weekend travelers across the United States Saturday as a powerful and dangerous storm moved eastward, dumping heavy snow from parts of California to the northern Midwest and inundating other areas with rain. Authorities found the bodies of two young children, including a five-year-old boy and a third child, was missing in central Arizona after a vehicle was swept away while attempting to cross a runoff swollen creek. A storm-related death also was reported in South Dakota. Meteorologist Laura Pagano with the National Weather Service says the storm could make travel to major cities along the East Coast very difficult.
Some folks across the Mid-Atlantic region, you're going to have that colder rain, then possible icy conditions in Pennsylvania into New York, and then snow as you go into the interior portions of the Northeast.
And the storms come as millions of Americans travel as the Thanksgiving holiday weekend ends on Sunday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.